This morning on WCHL, a weekend search for an Anglican priest lands one man in prison who now faces a murder charge. Campus officials and local authorities will test their emergency response skills today.
A lot of this is something that is revealed to us as the drill unfolds.
And the walls of the IFC's men's shelter on Martin Luther King Boulevard can start going up, as it's now fully funded.
We got a $500,000 grant, and that put us over the top.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, less than 3 weeks remain until kickoff for the 2014 UNC football campaign. Plus, we'll check in with the Carolina Panthers after their first preseason game. And
guarantee that some new golf fans were hatched over the weekend.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07, 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a cloudy day. 40% chance of rain all day. Our high temperature today in the upper 70s. So, again, a relatively cool one on the way. A suspect is charged with first-degree murder in the death of a 71-year-old Anglican priest whose body was discovered in Eno State Park early Sunday morning. The suspect, 36-year-old Matthew John Reed, is being held in the Orange County Jail in Hillsborough for the murder of Kent Torrey Hinkson, who was last seen at his home in the Woodcroft area of South Durham last Monday afternoon. Hinkson reportedly left his home to run errands at a nearby bank, grocery store, and a pharmacy. His family reported to authorities that he never returned. A search effort ensued, and Hinkson's red Hyundai Sonata was discovered on Wednesday, 2 days later, in a parking lot of Muse Apartments on Williamsburg Road, nearly 5 miles away from Hinkson's home. WRAL reported that Reed, the suspect, led authorities to Hinkson's body somewhere near Pleasant Green Road and U.S. 70 on Sunday at around midnight. The cause of death is still unknown. The SBI has jurisdiction over this case since the body was found on state property, again, in the Eno State Park. Reed is expected to make his first court appearance this morning in Hillsborough. Today from 9 to 2, the university will perform an emergency drill on the UNC campus. In the drill, there will be actors strategically placed throughout campus as victims and other involved individuals to emulate a real emergency. Uniformed responders behave as though it's a genuine emergency, of course. Emergency vehicles and personnel can be found around Manning Drive, particularly close to the intersection with Ridge Road. Randy Young of the UNC Department of Public Safety previews which roads near the Carolina campus will be involved in the duration of this drill.
The roadways on campus that will be impacted by this emergency drill will be a small section of Manning Drive between the lower entrance to Skipper Bowles Drive and the Ridge Road intersection.
Young states that most of what the drill will entail is unknown, even to the emergency service teams who will be involved, in order to simulate an actual emergency situation.
Well, it's actually not disclosed. We've had tabletop sessions that will involve some kind of an alert, but a lot of this is something that is revealed to us as the drill unfolds.
Other emergency services will be involved, according to Young, as they would in a real-life emergency scenario.
Traditionally, other agencies are active participants in this, primarily because of the fact that anything that rises to this level would impact and necessitate the cooperation and collaboration with other agencies in the area.
Again, this emergency drill takes place on the UNC campus today from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. For more on the drill, you can visit alertcarolina.unc.edu. It's a time of celebration for all those involved with the IFC. The Interfaith Council for Social Services, or IFC, has announced that it's now raised the money necessary to completely fund a new homeless shelter for men at 1315 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill. Executive Director for the Interfaith Council, John Dorward, spoke about the nearly three decades it took to make this homeless shelter a reality. He says it all started when Chapel Hill donated the temporary quarters for housing homeless men, women, and children in the old municipal building. That's downtown at the corner of Rosemary and Columbia Street. It all turned around in 2008 when UNC offered them property near Homestead and MLK Jr. Boulevard. After getting through the long permit process, Dorward says they started their capital campaign in 2012 to raise the necessary $5.76 million.
We finished that campaign in late June of this year, got the last pieces to come together.
Dorwood says the final money for the campaign came from a competitive grant.
That would be the Federal Home Loan Bank out of Atlanta. We got a $500,000 grant from them, and that put us over the top.
Dorwood tells us that one of the biggest struggles of establishing the shelter was finding a suitable location in the first place.
We looked at lots and lots of pieces of property around the town during the time that we've been in the temporary quarters, and now the one piece of property that we are going to be building on is one of the few places in town that's actually zoned properly for a homeless shelter. After that, the hardest part would be trying to raise all that money.
The new shelter will replace the one found near West Rosemary and North Columbia Streets, right there at that corner. It's a former town hall building and for years served as the Chapel Hill Police Department. Dorwood tells WCHL the plan for the building will remain the same. The policies will remain the same, but they'll just be able to accommodate a lot more people.
It'll be 52 men housed on a nightly basis that are part of the transitional program that we will be running. We can house up to 17 men on an emergency basis.
For more information on the IFC, you can find a link in this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Things are looking up for downtown Chapel Hill. Local businesses are claiming to experience a record-breaking summer. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith spoke with WCHL's Aaron Keck about the success that he's been hearing about from all these local business people and how our town's economy is growing.
There's so much more activity. There's so much more life happening in these really slow days. This town economy is really starting to steer towards a 12-month year, and it's really exciting.
Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, with the amount of recent developments taking place in downtown Chapel Hill, including 140 West Franklin and all that goes with that, Mayor Kleinsmith says that simply talking about the growth has even played a role in how members of our community are participating in making the area bigger, better, and more exciting.
As people moved in, it raises expectations, and the fact that the people are thinking about that gets them downtown, and because they're downtown, it does become what they say.
Mayor Kleinsmith says that though he's not heard much about businesses that are closing, he says that the few places that do go out of business downtown have done so for very understandable reasons. It's 7:13 at WCHL, and time now to take a look at your morning traffic and weather together. And our traffic report this morning is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, the home of Dream Service. We're going to check in right now with Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. The usual slowdowns this morning on 15501 northbound and southbound. Be on the lookout there for brake lights. You might see them mostly around traffic lights and intersections like that. That's northbound and southbound, 15501. Between Ephesus Church Road and Garrett Road, that is through the I-40 interchange. We mentioned it last week, of course, without the school buses on the roads, things do move a bit smoother. We're just a little ways away from those returning, though. NC 54 eastbound and westbound right now between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing some minor to moderate delays. I-40 is moving smoothly, no accidents, no additional delays elsewhere. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
Hey, Rand, by the way, I don't know if you realize this, but 19 days to count down to Carolina football.
19. How about it?
19 days away.
Right around the corner.
Season opener, August 30th.
Looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again in just a little while here. Crown Honda of South Point is a home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Crown Honda of South Point. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 67 degrees. It's going to be a cloudy day, 40% chance of rain in our high today in the upper 70s, about 77, 78 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain, even a chance of showers after midnight as well. Our overnight low around 70. Tomorrow, we're looking at a mostly cloudy day, 50-50 chance of showers in the morning, and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms continuing in the afternoon tomorrow with a high about 85, so it will get warmer. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain and the low of 65, and then on Wednesday, warmer still, getting back to normal for summertime, mostly sunny on Wednesday with a high in the upper 80s. So again, today, kind of a cloudy day with moderate temperatures, highs in the upper 70s.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
And news around town this morning, you can head to downtown Carrboro on Saturday, August 23rd. That is a week from this coming Saturday, from noon to 11 p.m. for the Elderberry Festival. Have you heard about this? The Elderberry Festival will be hosted by Norm's Farms in Pittsburgh. The Elderberry Festival features more than 30 bands on five different stages at Southern Rail and Second Wind, plus food and craft vendors as well. A lot of great music in downtown Carrboro. Festival is free. Everyone is invited. If you'd like to find out more and if you'd like to get the full performance schedule, you can visit elderberryfestival.com. Hillsboro's Last Friday's Art Walk continues this month on Friday, August 29th, always the last Friday in the month, of course. That's why it's called that. Head to downtown Hillsboro from 6 until 9 p.m. that evening. Check out the exhibits at five different art galleries, plus studios, shops, and restaurants as well. There'll be musical entertainment and a whole lot of fun for everybody. For a complete list of exhibits and locations, plus a map of the area, visit lastfridaysartwalk.org. Last Fridays is sponsored by the Hillsboro Arts Council. You can visit hillsboroartscouncil.org if you'd like to find out more. It's 7:17 at WCHL. Let's go ahead and get to WCHL Championship Sports. A lot to talk about this morning. First of all, as we mentioned a moment ago, only 19 days away from the opening of your Carolina football season. UNC's football team will kick off its 2014 campaign at home in Keenan Stadium against the Liberty Flames in the program's first meeting. Now, you might not know much about Liberty. Hardly anyone does. The youthful Flames tied for the FCS Big South Conference title last season with the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers and closed the season at 8-4. Liberty was projected to finish behind Coastal Carolina again this season. All the offensive stat leaders return, including junior quarterback Josh Woodrum, who threw for more than 2,500 yards in his sophomore campaign. Pretty good quarterback. Flames also have senior running back Desmond Rice, junior receiver Darren Peterson, and senior receiver Gabe Henderson returning to the gridiron. However, the Tar Heels are also building off a strong core as third-year head coach Larry Fedora truly gets his recruits into the lineup. Quarterback position has received a lot of the focus. Redshirt freshman Mitch Trubisky and junior Marquise Williams are still fighting for the starting role. Williams, of course, started last year and had an outstanding season, but Trubisky's really pushing him. A dual quarterback system has not been rolled out. That's still a possibility. Junior Romar Morris and sophomore T.J. Logan will likely get plenty of time in the backfield as they tally the second and fourth most rushing yardage a season ago, with Williams taking the top spot and graduate A.J. Blue tallying the third most. Kickoff time is scheduled for 6 p.m. at Keenan Stadium. That's on August 30th. That is 2 weeks from this coming Saturday. Again, 19 days away. Our pregame coverage here on WCHL always starts 3 hours before kickoff. That means 3 p.m. that day. Countdown to kickoff will kick it all off, followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. A full day's worth of coverage, including Jones Angel, Rick Steinbacher and company in the booth, and the Tar Heel Network, and postgame coverage as well right here on WCHL. Coach Ron Rivera says help is on the way for the Carolina Panthers offense. Panthers had their first preseason game of the year over the weekend, and can't really tell much about the team from what happened. Rivera says he expects quarterback Cam Newton and running backs D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart to play in the team's second preseason game, August 17th against Kansas City. They didn't play this past weekend. All three practiced on Sunday after missing Carolina's preseason opener against Buffalo on Saturday. That ought to help an offense that managed only 75 total yards in the first half of Carolina's 20-18 loss to the Bills. Newton has been practicing since the start of training camp, but on Sunday it marked the first time the team allowed him to run to the zone read and actually carry the football. Stewart practiced for the first time after missing the first 2 weeks with a strained hamstring, and D'Angelo Williams set out the first game to rest. Another reason we're watching the Carolina Panthers is Trey Boston, defensive back from Carolina, is on the Panthers roster now, although he is injured at the moment. We'll wait and see what kind of a season he has. A record number of UNC student-athletes have been named to the 2013-14 Atlantic Coast Conference Academic Honor Roll, announced last Thursday by the league. A total of 347 Tar Heels, up from last year's record 329, were named to the list. The list included 11 members of the 2014 University of North Carolina softball team. Michelle Brown, director of the Academic Support Program at Carolina, said, quoting here, all of us in the Academic Support Program and Department of Athletics are proud of the UNC student-athletes who've earned this honor. They do an outstanding job of balancing their responsibilities and excelling in both athletics and academics. I'm very pleased that we've had a record number of student-athletes honored the past 2 years. It's our goal to keep increasing the number of Tar Heel student-athletes who are recognized. The honor roll is comprised of student-athletes who participated in a varsity-level sport and registered a grade point average of 3.0 or better for the full academic year. The conference recognized a record 3,967 student-athletes for their hard work in the classroom during the 2013-14 academic year. UNC's softball honorees are as follows. Ashley Bone and Sarah Buchholz were named to the ACC Academic Honor Roll for the fourth time in their careers. Jenna Kelly, Stephanie Kreiner, Lori Spingola, and Lauren Walker were all honored for the third time. And it's quite an honor for all those Carolina student-athletes. A record number of UNC student-athletes named to the Academic Honor Roll, including some tennis players. And it is really 8 men's tennis players got on the ACC Honor Roll, and that's pretty cool as well. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Guaranteed that some new golf fans were hatched over the weekend. This is Our Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Most people probably don't realize that the golf industry has been as flat as an Arizona desert the last 15 years. Despite all the love-hate attention paid to Tiger Woods, about 3 million people take up golf every year, while about 3 million give up the game because it's too hard, too time-consuming, and too expensive. But whether you've ever picked up a golf club, watching pro tournaments on HGTV can be captivating. And this weekend, at least in this area, when rain forced a lot of people inside, the PGA Championship was one of the most mesmerizing golf tournaments. Guaranteed anyone who sat down to watch for a few minutes on Sunday afternoon could not pry themselves away. The PGA Championship at Valhalla Golf Club outside of Nashville had everything. Young stars, foreign superstars, and old vets creating the drama. There was a 2-hour rain delay early in the afternoon, meaning the final round was also a race with darkness to finish as more threatening weather rumbled in over Tennessee. But Rory McIlroy, the incredible 25-year-old from Northern Ireland, did it again, winning his 4th major and his 3rd in 3 years. He did it by coming from 3 strokes behind as the field kept making birdies ahead of him because of rain-softened greens that allowed the best players in the world to fire shot after shot right at the pins. He did it because at 5'9", he hits the ball farther than anyone on the Pro Tour. Most drives more than 300 yards. And he did it because Phil Mickelson, still America's favorite, and Ricky Fowler, America's newest young gun, faltered on the last few harried holes. It was amazing theater, which brings live sports the highest ratings on TV. Everything about it was compelling, from how the players dressed in logo festoon-colored shirts and hats, to how they could hit shots from trouble areas out of the mud and muck, surrounded by hundreds of fans only a few feet away from their swings, to the decision by PGA officials to let the last two groups virtually join up and play in together to beat the conditions. If you're a golfer or a golf fan, you were thoroughly entertained. If you never had watched a golf tournament before and happened to see this one, you may be hooked on the skill, the grace, and the performance under pressure of these true pros who differ in size, shapes, and swings, but can really play the most difficult game on this planet. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. 97.9 FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this. Member
FDIC.
When you
turn 60, you still felt pretty good. At 70, you started slowing down a bit. But now, you just can't argue with it anymore. So you have a choice to make. Will you spend your days drinking those shakes your daughter keeps buying? Or will you get out and live? Home Instead Senior Care has been giving seniors the tools they need to really live their lives for over a decade. Sometimes you just need an extra set of hands. There's a difference between living and really living. And that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Coming up just a little while here, we'll take another look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. We have CBS News Update at the bottom of the hour, followed by more local news. And Rand Northam will come in again. We'll talk about what's happening at our website, chapelborough.com. A lot of activity there always. Today's commentary is on the way from Ellie Kinnaird. She says, in North Carolina, what we really need to worry about is offshore drilling that's getting ready to take place. And she's very concerned about that. And that'll be followed by all the usual stuff, the word of the day, clean joke of the day, today's WCHL hometown hero, and more, all coming up right here on WCHL.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Integrated Body Work. It's 50% off, a one-hour massage valued at $110, available now for only $55. Integrated Body Work is a therapeutic massage facility conveniently located in the heart of Chapel Hill at 1504 East Franklin Street. Integrated Body Work's expert massage therapist, Lisa Green, has helped hundreds of patients in the Chapel Hill Carborough area increase their quality of life through pain resolution and management. It's half off from Integrated Body Work, and today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
The odds of hitting a hole-in-one are 12,000 to 1, but you can hit an ace every day by supporting Cornucopia Cancer Support Center. Join us and Honorary Chair Eric Montross for our 10th Annual Charity Golf Tourney on Monday, September 29th at Briar Creek Country Club. Help those journeying with cancer by registering today at cancersupport4u.org or call 919-401-9333. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Cornucopia.
In his third year of running the sidelines, Coach Fedora has his Tar Heels ready for battle in the ACC.
Switzer's free at the 35. He's at midfield. Switzer with the Jets, and he's done it again.
Catch every snap of Carolina football right here on the Tar Heels Sports Network.
Are you getting excited yet about Carolina football? Tar Heels open up the season on August 30th against Liberty, and you can hear it all right here on WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach, 729 at WCHL, and it's going to be a fairly nice day today. We have a big chance of rain pretty much all weekend. That was the case. It was supposed to run all day Saturday, all night Saturday night, and all day on Sunday. That was not the case. We did have some breaks in there, that's for sure, especially yesterday. There was a good portion of the day where it did not rain, but everything's still just kind of soggy out there because of all the rain over the weekend. It's amazing, and this stuff is going to continue. We'll have clouds for the next few days here. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is 67 degrees right now. Cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. High today in the upper 70s, about 77, 78. That ought to be our high. We probably won't reach 80. Tonight, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain and even a showers after midnight. Overnight low around 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers in the morning and a chance of rain in the afternoon as well. Our high on Tuesday in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night, more clouds, low 65. And then on Wednesday, a sunny day and warmer with a high in the upper 80s. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh food, coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
He was nothing but a gentle giant. He wouldn't have harmed anyone.
And on talks about 18-year-old Michael Brown, an unarmed black man fatally shot by police in Ferguson, Missouri. A peaceful vigil for him. Dissolved into riots and looting overnight, reporter Michael Calhoun's at a liquor store.
I actually am stepping over a broken bottle. It's shattered into a million pieces. There are beer bottles all over the place. Here's one right over here.
Emily Rao reports at least one business was set on fire.
Completely burned out in there. There is graffiti all over the brick walls. The only thing really left standing inside that structure. Absolutely a total mess.
CBS's Dean Reynolds reports.
The police just told us they made 32 arrests overnight, and at least a dozen stores were looted here.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Breadman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Breadman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
7:32, warming up now a bit, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, 68 this morning in Carrboro. I'm Rod Stutz. A suspect is charged with first-degree murder in the death of a 71-year-old Anglican priest whose body was discovered in Eno State Park early Sunday morning. The suspect is 36-year-old Matthew John Reed. He's being held in the Orange County Jail in Hillsborough for the murder of Kent Torrey Hinkson, who was last seen at his home in the Woodcroft area of South Durham last Monday. Hinkson reportedly left his home in the afternoon on Monday to run errands at a nearby bank, a grocery store, and a pharmacy. His family reported to authorities that he never returned. A search effort ensued, and Hinkson's red Hyundai Sonata was discovered on Wednesday in a parking lot of Muse Apartments on Williamsburg Road, nearly 5 miles away from his home. WRAL reported that Reed, the suspect, led authorities to Hinkson's body somewhere near Pleasant Green Road and U.S. 70 on Sunday at about midnight. The cause of death and the motive is still unknown. The SBI has jurisdiction over the case since the body was found on state property in the Eno State Park. Reed is expected to make his first court appearance today. And again, the priest is 71-year-old Kent Torrey Hinkson. Today, from 9 till 2, UNC will perform an emergency drill on campus. In the drill, there will be actors strategically placed throughout the UNC campus as victims and other involved individuals. To make it like a real emergency, uniformed responders behave as though it's a genuine emergency, of course. Emergency vehicles and personnel can be found around Manning Drive, particularly close to the intersection with Ridge Road. Randy Young of the UNC Department of Public Safety previews which roads near the Carolina campus will be involved in the duration of today's drill.
The roadways on campus that will be impacted by this emergency drill will be a small section of Manning Drive between the lower entrance to Skipper Bowles Drive and the Ridge Road intersection.
Young states that most of what this drill will entail is unknown, even to the emergency service teams, even to those participating. In order to simulate an actual emergency situation.
Well, it's actually not disclosed. We've had tabletop sessions that will involve some kind of an alert, but a lot of this is something that is revealed to us as the drill unfolds.
Other emergency services will be involved, according to Young, as they would participate in a real-life emergency scenario.
Traditionally, other agencies are active participants in this, primarily because of the fact that anything that rises to this level would impact and necessitate the cooperation and collaboration with other agencies in the area.
Again, that emergency drill takes place from 9 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon on the UNC campus. If you'd like to find out more about this drill, you can visit alertcarolina.unc. edu. Great news today for those who support the IFC and its fundraising campaign. It's been going on for quite some time now. The Interfaith Council for Social Services, or IFC, has announced that it has now raised all the money necessary to completely fund a new homeless shelter for men at 1315 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill. The executive director for the IFC is John Dorward. He told WCHL about the nearly three decades it took to make this homeless shelter a reality. It's been a long time coming. He says it all started when Chapel Hill donated the temporary headquarters for housing homeless men, women, and children in the old municipal building downtown at Columbia and Rosemary Streets. It all turned around in 2008 when UNC offered them property near Homestead and MLK Jr. Boulevard. After getting the permit process, which took a long time. Dorward says they started the capital campaign in 2012 in order to raise the necessary $5.76 million.
We finished that campaign in late June of this year, got the last pieces to come together.
Dorward tells us the final money for the campaign came in from a competitive grant.
That would be the Federal Home Loan Bank out of Atlanta. We got a $500,000 grant from them, and that put us over the top.
He says one of the biggest struggles of establishing the shelter was finding a suitable location for it.
We looked at lots and lots of pieces of property around the town during the time that we've been in the temporary quarters. And now the one piece of property that we are going to be building on is one of the few places in town that's actually zoned properly for a homeless shelter. After that, the hardest part would be trying to raise all that money.
Even after finding this location, that was not an easy process either, because a lot of people protested about it. But finally, the IFC was able to proceed. The new shelter will replace the one found near West Rosemary and North Columbia Streets in the former Town Hall building, which also served as the Chapel Hill Police Station for many years.
It'll be 52 men housed on a nightly basis that are part of the transitional program that we will be running. We can house up to 17 men on an emergency basis.
For more information on the IFC, you can find a link in this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Things are really looking up these days for downtown Chapel Hill. Local businesses are claiming to experience a record-breaking summer. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith spoke with WCHL's Aaron Keck about the success that he's been hearing about from these local business owners and how our town's economy is growing.
There's so much more activity. There's so much more life happening in these really slow days. This town economy is really starting to steer towards a 12-month year, and it's really exciting.
With the amount of recent developments in downtown Chapel Hill, including 140 West Franklin Street and all that that entails, Mayor Kleinsmith says that simply talking about the growth has even played a role in how members of the community participate in making the area bigger, better, and more exciting.
As people moved in, it raises expectations, and the fact that the people are thinking about that gets them downtown, and because they're downtown, it does become what they say.
Mayor Kleinsmith says that though he's not heard much about businesses that are closing, he says the few places that do go out of business have done so for understandable reasons. WCHL News Time 7:38. This is Rod Stutz, and Rand Northam joins me now in the studio. And Rand, I know that a lot of things are happening at chapelboro.com, and I haven't even had a chance to check the website this morning, so tell us what's going on there.
Well, as always, we've got our great calendar page, lots of different events going on in and around Chapelboro. Do you think about events going on during the weekend, of course, but all during the year and all during the week, we have great events posted on there that let you know of things going on in and around Chapelboro, so we hope that you will check that out. Jeff Danner returns, as he always does on Mondays for us. It's Soil Part 2. He talks about an optimistic global warming column. Of course, a lot of talk about global warming or climate change has been taking place over the last, I don't know, decade or so, and it's been growing and growing, but Jeff Danner says he has an optimistic side of that in today's column.
Jeff had a post on Facebook just the other day about how many columns he has written since he started this.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
He's getting close to 200, isn't
That's
he?
That's amazing.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, he's written quite a bit. He's very, very consistent, and a lot of people love reading him, so I hope that you will check him out as well.
Jeff, you ought to put all that together in a book.
That's right. Hey, maybe one day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We've also got, of course, as always, great photo galleries on our website, chapelboro.com. It was Watermelon Day recently, and that was celebrated at the Museum of Life and Science. Watermelon Day makes that especially fun, of course. And
I should have been there for that. I love watermelon.
Oh, yeah, me too. You know it's summertime when you're biting into a juicy watermelon.
Exactly.
Pretty good stuff. So you can find that and much more all on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that. Of course, we've got the UNC Sports section with everything Carolina, and we're just 19 days away from kickoff of UNC football. It's UNC and Liberty, and we've still got that great family four-pack available for you. $230 value for just $100. And if you didn't hear my suggestion last week, I think this is the way to go about it. You go and you find three other friends, mm-hmm. and you go to your friends and you say, listen, I got a great deal for you guys. I've got $50 tickets, prime tickets for you, for just $33.
Yeah.
And those three friends will make it, so you only got to pay $1 for your ticket.
Exactly.
That's
and,
it.
And you get the whole package. It includes four tickets to the game.
That's right.
$20 worth of a voucher that you can spend at the concession stand.
Yep.
Another $10 for a voucher for souvenirs.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a pretty good deal. $230 value. You buy those tickets, they're $50 a piece.
That's right.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So the effort is to fill up the stadium for the opening game of the year. You know it's going to be exciting because it's the opening game, and it's also going to be played under the lights, at least
yeah.
the second half.
Yeah, world. It's going to be great.
And that will be fun. So
that's right.
Be a part of the whole experience, and go to chapelboro.com. Click on that link there, and you can be there as well.
You can either find the link up on the top of the website, or you can find it down the right-hand side on any of those spots there where you can click as well. So, again, $230 value for just $100. Yeah. You can't beat that.
Not bad.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, and this team's going to be exciting to watch, too.
That's right.
They really are, and you know that they're excited. They're very excited to start the season.
Yeah, definitely.
I promise you
definitely.
That.
Check it all out, chapelboro.com.
Ellie Kinnaird has today's commentary, and that is on the way next. She says what we really need to worry about here in North Carolina, well, we need to worry about fracking, but not so much fracking as offshore drilling.
Yeah.
She says that's a more immediate threat.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer. That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket. Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso. No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal. Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower. No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance. Submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes. Rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
At Cruisers Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruisers brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruisers sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
With health care reform, the Affordable Care Act, and insurance mandates in the news, it's no wonder if you're confused. Come back to health care that starts with you, a place you can trust. UNC Family Medicine. We've been providing high-quality primary care to the community for over 45 years. Come see us. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Morning, it is 69 degrees. It's 744.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. We have heard endlessly about fracking in North Carolina from experts, environmentalists, citizens. Bumper stickers abound. We have heard how it will pollute our drinking water, use millions of gallons of our precious water supplies, tear up our roads with hundreds of trucks, and even bring criminal elements into our neighborhoods. But what we haven't heard about, and is a much bigger threat, is offshore drilling for oil and gas. I've been in on the fracking debate since the beginning. When it was introduced in the legislature, I began asking our state geologists whether the U.S. Geological Survey had done a study about the amount of natural gas resources in North Carolina. Month after month, no report. Why? Because the U.S. Geological Survey didn't bother, because other areas such as Pennsylvania, North Dakota, and Texas had huge supplies, and we weren't even on the map as a significant supply. Finally, after a year, the USGS report came down. We have very little natural gas. In fact, no investor would even look into putting money into exploration. Early on, I learned that from an energy and mining commissioner who had been an engineer for Halliburton, the oil and gas giant. Unfortunately, the legislature, in their rush to get in on the natural gas boom, never asked if we had any. So when it became apparent no company would even drill exploration wells, they just appropriated the money themselves. But still, no company has stepped forward. Oh, except a possibly fraudulent business trying to buy up gas rights for non-existent deposits of gas. The Attorney General is going after them with a cease and desist order. But in the meantime, while no one was watching, Governor Perdue signed a compact with the governors of South Carolina and Virginia for offshore drilling. Last week, the Obama administration announced approval of the Atlantic offshore drilling process to begin. We have one of the richest and most environmentally sensitive coastal waters in the country. Drilling will cause untold damage. But already, the industry is touting the usual, jobs and an economic transformation in the East Coast states. You betcha it will be a transformation, but not one anyone would find beneficial. So all you fracking foes, turn your attention, passion, and activism to the real threat, offshore drilling on our precious coast, and forget fracking. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hi. I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Table, a local nonprofit that provides healthy emergency food aid to hungry Chapel Hill and Carrboro children, is getting a new look. Newfangled web design team has developed a new logo and website for us to facilitate user navigation and better represent our work in the community. We invite you to go to tablenc.org to check it out and learn more about ways to get involved in the effort to end childhood hunger in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about the youth in our community.
Time to give traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Carolina Football.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound right now, seeing some minor to moderate delays and patchy delays between NC 54 through the I-40 interchange up to Garrett Road. The usual slowdowns we see, and traffic picking up now as people are trying to head off to work, but no major delays out there, no accidents being reported. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much, Rand.
Thank you.
Talk to you in just a little while here. As we've mentioned so many times before, UNC football kicks off 19 days from now, August 30th at 6 p.m. You can have a game day experience for less than half the normal price by a Carolina football family pack. Four tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, a $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. What a deal. Go to chapelbro.com and click on the Carolina football family pack to find out more and get your tickets. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, 70 degrees right now, cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. High today only in the upper 70s, so it won't warm up a lot more, but it has warmed up quickly this morning. We started out at 67. Tonight we're looking at cloudy skies, 50-50 chance of rain, and a chance of showers after midnight as well. A low tonight about 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of showers in the morning, and a chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon as well. High tomorrow in the middle 80s, so getting closer to normal. 70 degrees right now, 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Wayne Pond.
Hey, Big Ron.
Yeah, how you doing there, buddy?
Well, I'll tell you what. I you know, I'm your number one fan, but I spent the weekend thinking, you know, Ron's just not paying attention to the word of the day. See, I need to rattle his cage.
Okay. We'll rattle away.
I'm going to rattle your cage. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
I'm going to give you a word. I don't know if you'll remember it or how to pronounce it, but I guarantee you you'll remember the definition. All right. The word of the day is calipygus. Calipygus. You got any idea, Ron?
No. It's got something to do with California, I guess, but that's all I know.
Not a thing. In a way, indirectly, maybe, sort of, kind of.
All right.
C-A-L-L-I-P, P as in Paul, Y-G-O-U-S. More or less the way it sounds. C-A-L-L-I-P, Y-G-O-U-S. You got it?
Yeah, it's got something to do with a calliope or a... calligraphy. I don't know.
Okay, here comes the definition you're not going to forget within the next 30 seconds.
All right.
This is all about having a well-shaped fanny.
Well, that's
what... I told you. See, it's burned onto his memory now.
See, that's why I didn't know the word. very unfamiliar with that concept.
Well, what I love about calipygus is that it applies to both men and women. So we don't have to play the blame game or the lawyer's game here.
Mm-hmm.
It works all over the landscape. Ain't that a peach, Ron? Do you love it?
Yeah, that's a word for sure.
And I just can't wait for you to, pardon the expression, work that into the conversation today.
Calipygus.
Calipygus, C-A-L-L-I-P-Y-G-O-U-S, and according to the wordsmith, it is pronounced calipygus. Who knows? There's probably some etymologist out there, you know, grousing, saying, no, that's not correct, so what?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, if I decide to tell somebody that they're calipygus, I'm going to make sure that somebody doesn't know what it means.
having the quality of calipygusness, ooh.
All right,
pal. I just thought I'd make you sit up and pay attention.
I appreciate that. You got my attention with that one, buddy.
You're quite welcome. I'll talk to you in the morning. Be a good boy.
You too. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Sometime next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It is 7:53. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, and WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz, and you never know who's going to come through that door. As a matter of fact, right now, walking through that door into the studio is the one and only Walt Mack.
Well, you roped me into this one. I didn't expect to have to relate to a joke.
Well,
I'm a joke myself, but I mean...
Well, you know, I knew you were coming because the walls started shaking and the floors started creaking a little bit, you know, because you were talking in your regular voice, and, you know, that's what happens. So
I miss Freddie, though. I was wanted to see him, but he just left a little
bit. He's gone. He's at home asleep, I'm sure, by now. He leaves here every morning and goes back and crawls into bed. That's what he tells me, anyway. You got a good joke for us?
Well, I think so, and we're... See if we get any reaction, okay?
All right.
From you, anyway.
We'll find out what kind of a reaction it is.
All right, here we go.
All right.
For 30 years, Johnson had arrived at work at 9 a.m. on the dot.
Mm-hmm.
He had never missed a day and was never late. Consequently, when on one particular day at 9 a.m. passed without Johnson's arrival,
Now
it caused a sensation.
Worried everybody.
All work ceased, and the boss himself, looking at his watch and muttering, came out into the corridor. Finally, precisely at 10, Johnson showed up, clothes dusty and torn, his face scratched and bruised, his glasses bent.
Wow.
He limped painfully to the time clock, punched in, and said, aware that all eyes were upon him, "I tripped and rolled down 2 flights of stairs in the subway, nearly killed myself." And the boss said, "And to roll down 2 flights of stairs took you a whole hour?"
Boy, that's really appreciation.
Yes, I'll tell you. Poor guy.
A guy shows up at work on time all these years, and all of a sudden he's late one day, and they give him a hard time about it? My goodness. Well, Walt, that sounds like a story out of your past.
Oh, yeah, I've done that on several occasions, but... I can't say I was sober at the time.
That's the best part of the joke.
Yes,
there we go. You weren't even planning on that.
Right.
Hey, listen, Walt, take care. Always good to see you.
Always good to see you too, Ron. And keep on laughing.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Brian Link is a teacher at East Chapel Hill High School, and Mr. Link is today's WCHL hometown hero. One of the reasons he's such an effective teacher is that his students feel comfortable coming to him to talk.
And I have students come to me all the time. I hang out at lunch. They come during my planning period. My room's always open to them. I'm usually here at school pretty late. They hang out after school. For me, you know, the motto of my classroom is effort, not perfection. At the same time, you know, I think students are willing to come to me because they know there's someone who is willing to first listen and two, to try to give them advice without necessarily casting aspersions or judgments, to be able to sort of help them navigate all the different aspects of school, not just scholastic, but, you know, students will come to say this is what's going on in my personal life and just recognizing that it's very hard to be a teenager and that folks need proper guidance and positive reinforcement. So I try to stay positive and help them out with whatever they might be dealing with at the time.
Brian Link was cited for his excellence in leading a group called SWAG, S-W-A-G.
Students willing to achieve greatness. It's a club here at East, and essentially it's a group that we're targeting students who are either at risk or potentially first-time students and their families going to college. And we have weekly meetings at the school where we have on Wednesday afternoons tutoring sessions, not just teacher-led, although I go around and work with students and practice with them, but it's developing sort of a leadership core. And so we have juniors and seniors, upperclassmen in the school who come and help lead the tutoring sessions and help underclassmen navigate the trials and tribulations of high school. It's a club, it's open to anyone, but it primarily works with and helps with minority students to make sure that they are on the right track and doing well.
Teaching the whole person, not just the student.
You can't just teach part of a student. You have to teach the whole student. If kids are distracted with things that are going on outside of the classroom, they're not going to be focused on what you're trying to get them to learn in the class. And I love every minute of my job every day.
Why did Brian Link become a teacher in the first place?
I used to practice law in New York City. I found that profession to be one where the adversarial nature of it is that people are trying to tear other people down for their own advantage. And teaching is a place where you can work collaboratively to build people up. And so I like being in a place with young people full of bright, vibrant ideas who are going to part of the academy work to strive to make the world a better place. And I see that in my students every day. It's been a very rewarding experience.
Brian Link, an excellent teacher at East Chapel Hill High School. Today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
It's amazing what you can find in your own backyard. Whether you need a springboard to a bachelor's degree or a second chance at success, Durham Technical Community College has provided high-quality, affordable, and convenient technical and career education for more than 50 years. Watch your mailbox for the Fall Continuing Education Catalog. Visit durhamtech.edu, call 919-536-7200, or stop by our Durham or Orange County campus and find out just how far you can go.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Integrated Body Work. It's 50% off. A one-hour massage valued at $110, available now for only $55. Integrated Body Work is a therapeutic massage facility conveniently located in the heart of Chapel Hill at 1504 East Franklin Street. Integrated Body Work's expert massage therapist, Lisa Green, has helped hundreds of patients in the Chapel Hill Carrboro area increase their quality of life through pain resolution and management. It's half off from Integrated Body Work, and today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
71 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Cloudy all day today. 40% chance of rain. High today about 78. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Rampage outside St. Louis.
Rioting and looting of stores.
U.S. help for Kurds in northern Iraq.
Taking U.S. military involvement to a new level.
Tony Stewart and the dirt track death.
There are no facts that would indicate criminal intent.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
No
Chester!
No peace!
No Chester!
Hours after a vigil in Ferguson, Missouri, outside St. Louis, over the police shooting of an unarmed black man, the city exploded in violence. Cars were vandalized, businesses looted, some set on fire.
Walmart has barricaded themselves, all the employees inside of the store, and looters are breaking in.
KMOX Radio's Michael Calhoun was near one of the stores that was targeted.
They broke the windows, went inside, and stripped the store of food, of liquor, of beer, of wine. Walking out with armfuls of it, they moved an ATM machine, rammed it with a pickup truck to try to get the cash out of it.
Police report more than 30 arrests. Tensions are high after the Saturday night shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown after a police confrontation. His mother wants answers.
You took my son away from me. You know how hard it was for me to get him to stay in school and graduate.
Local officials plan to call in the FBI to take part in that investigation. Overseas, Iraq's prime minister is defiant. Nouri al-Maliki is resisting calls for his resignation in a time of political turmoil. The U.S. hit Sunni militants with limited airstrikes over the weekend in northern Iraq, and now the Obama administration is making some new moves. White House correspondent Peter Mayer joins us live.
And among those moves, Steve, confirmation that the U.S. is arming Kurdish forces in the fight against the Islamic militants. An administration official describes it as delivery of badly needed arms to the Kurds facing Islamic State's heavy weaponry. As he continues his vacation here on Martha's Vineyard, President Obama will receive updates on the military action in Iraq and the political turmoil there.